Hello, this is Sissy Bass bringing you Sissy Bass Words. And now the title of my podcast today is Focusing on the Promise, Not the Problem. My scripture is from Romans 4:19-21. Abraham was almost 100 years old, so he was past the age for having children. Also, Sarah could not have children. Abraham was well aware of this, but his faith in God never became weak. He never doubted that God would do what he promised. He never stopped believing. In fact, he grew stronger in his faith and just praised God. Abraham felt sure that God was able to do what he promised. When we focus on problems, we cannot focus on the promises that God has for us. What we focus on, we magnify. Focusing on the problems will make it bigger than it really is. If you focus on something you don't like about yourself, it will block the amazing future God has in store for you. There's a lot right with you. Don't magnify what's wrong. Focus on what God said. He said, "You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are the apple of my eye. You are a masterpiece of God." Stop focusing on the problems and start focusing on the promise. God said in his word that with long life, he will satisfy us. It takes the same amount of energy to believe as it does to worry. You can worry or you can thank God for the supply, for supplying all your needs. He said in his word again that he will pour out blessings that we can't contain. If you would change your focus, worry would leave and faith will rise up. If you change your focus, worry would leave and faith will rise up. God is bigger than anything you are facing. If you are single and you want to get married, say, "God, you said, I delight myself in you. You will give me the desires of my heart. If I delight myself in you, God, you will give me the desires of my heart. God, bring my Boaz to me. God, bring my Ruth to me." Whatever you are believing God, instead of worrying, find a promise and stand on that promise. If you are faced with battles, tell him, "God, you said you have victory in store for the upright. Lord, give me victory in this battle that I'm going through." God is not obligated to bring to pass what he said. He is obligated to bring to pass what he said. Masinda labakoto heborosa. God is not obligated to bring to pass what he said, but he is obligated to bring to pass what he said. He is not obligated to bring to pass what we human beings say, but he's obligated to bring to pass what he said. "You said you always cause me to triumph." When God hears his promises come out of your mouth, he gets busy. When God gave Abraham promise of a baby, they were too old. But Abraham considered not the weakness of his body. Abraham didn't say, "I'm too old, God. It can't happen." He didn't get on the internet and Google chances of having a baby at 100. Because we are victims of this. When the doctor says this, what do? We run to Google and see the pros and cons. No, run to God. If he had focused on his circumstances, the promise wouldn't have had a chance. He considered not his circumstances, but was fully persuaded. Are you fully persuaded? Hallelujah. "I have a promise from Almighty God. Father, you said we will have this baby, Abraham. God, I don't see how, but I know you can do the impossible." When you are going through something, you don't know how it's going to happen. You have no clue when it's going to happen. In fact, you have given up hope. Turn to God and say, "God, I don't know how. I can't see how it's going to happen. But God, you are the God of impossibilities. Turn this situation around in my favor." That promise of Abraham became bigger. Sarah conceived. He got the point where he was fully persuaded. That's where we have to be as believers. If you are going to see promises fulfilled, you will have to consider not your negative circumstances. You may have to consider not the medical report, because doctors do their best, but they run out of options sometimes. But God never runs out of options. He created our body. The psalmist said, "Let God arise and let our enemies be scattered. Know that God is fighting your battles and making the crooked places straight. Your enemies will be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus." Nothing can stand against our God. If we talk defeat, we will have defeat. When David faced Goliath, he never called him a giant. He called him an uncircumcised Philistine. Didn't even give him credit for being big, because we all know that Goliath was big. He had all that it could have taken to defeat David. But David looked at him and said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? There's an uncircumcised Philistine hovering around you. Look at him in the eye. Look at her in the eye. Look at that uncircumcised Philistine in the eye. Say, who are you? You, that uncircumcised Philistine." They told David he didn't have a chance. David knew he was strong in the Lord and not going out alone. You are not alone in that problem. You are not alone in that situation. You are not alone in that sickness. Goliath is too big to hit. David, so no. In your eyes, he's too big to hit. In my eyes, he's too big to miss. David said to the Philistine, "You came against me with a sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied, Goliath, the God of the armies of Israel, that you, Goliath, have defied. But today I will deal with you." What happened? David was able to defeat that huge giant. That giant that is standing before you have the power to bring that giant down. Paul said in Philippians 1, "Do not be intimidated by your enemies." Do not be intimidated by your enemies. Now that's a message of its own. If you don't talk to your mountains will talk to you. You can't talk defeat and expect to have victory. Do what Abraham did. Consider not your negative circumstance, and consider your God. All through the day, remind God of his promises. Learn to stay focused on the promise and not the problems, and you will defeat your giants. What God promised, he will bring to pass. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. God bless you all, and have a blessed day.